Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 CUES Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. Is it in the Bahamas or on the Bahamas?
We're in the Bahamas.
In?
Okay. We're saying it.
Right. In or within?
Within, around, on top of.
It's cold and windy. So
it is cold and windy. Yeah, yeah, the Bahamas is actually experiencing some cold weather, cold-ish
right.
weather today for the Bahamas. But anyway, we're inside.
We are.
And we're still freezing. So. It's cool. They got the AC on high here.
They really do.
But anyway, hey, let's talk about not some cold. Let's talk about some cool stuff.
Yeah.
The Engage FI. The folks from Engage FI are with us. Jen Adabo. Jen, how are you?
I'm great. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. And then none other than Andres Pasantes is here.
Love it.
You love
Never
it. Yeah.
Never gets old. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. Yeah. How's the? I know we're just kind of starting out here, but how's it going so far?
This is the event of the year, I think, for us.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Just so many great clients here.
Yeah.
I love that people are just open to having conversations left and right. It's not. I feel like people are. I don't know, a little
it's
more open.
It's a casual company. Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People are relaxed.
One of my favorites, for
it really
sure.
It is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look where you are.
Come
yes.
on.
It, yeah.
This place just kind of brings you down a little bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And makes you a little more
it
relaxed.
It does.
So. Pretty consistent themes, too, mostly mm-hmm. around a lot of discussions around M&A and
yeah.
how are people prepared for it, where are there opportunities to bring two credit unions together.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
A little merger and activity. I mean, that's. I don't think that's ever going to go
in the industry, it's you think? Increasing substantially, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we're having a lot of discussions. It's obviously front and center. It's on top of mind of every CEO here, and it's beyond survival at this point. Is what does the market look like? What does scale do to our business? And scale drives a lot of this business. The
yeah.
efficiencies, this unstable market we're dealing with, and how do you survive in today's world?
Do you see it increasing, decreasing, or just kind of
increasing
leveling off?
For sure.
Or really?
I think it's increasing for sure. I'll tell you, at least peripheral conversation-wise, we're seeing more conversations, more engagements around merger than we've ever seen, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
And we're in such a great spot because we have, you know, 300 clients across the country and growing. Our team is talking to these CEOs every day. And so they feel comfortable coming to us and saying, hey, I'm open to an acquisition, or this is the kind of culture I'm looking for. And we have a really awesome position to be able to sit and
yeah.
say, oh, we've got some, let me connect you with these guys because there's some similarities there, or their systems are the same,
yeah, yeah.
their contracts are the same. So
let's talk about how you guys help out in that respect. So it sounds like you guys are kind of a matchmaker almost, you know?
We're kind of always that. I feel like we've always been that. We do that day in, day out with vendors.
But. Yeah. So here's what we're helping. We are kind of quasi playing this matchmaker, which is almost, we're engaged with so many credit unions around the country that we get a deep understanding of who is your credit union, what is your strategic vision, what is the culture you've built your organization, and who is like in your vicinity or mm-hmm. geographic regions mm-hmm. or beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one piece of it. Then once you've actually partnered, we really step in to go do everything operational day one environment. And what I mean by that is looking at two different technology providers. How do you get out of one contract?
Yeah,
how do you actually get to new contracts?
That's a biggie right
which
now.
Is a really big piece of a merger. Once you make those decisions, is then how do you actually go through the merger? So
yeah.
how do you actually do the merging project? And so our PS team steps in, and we actually help the credit unions walk through a project management of actually doing mm-hmm. the merger project
mm-hmm.
itself. So huge, extensive piece. Manage the upfront, contractual, pricing, legal lens, business terms. Make sure you pick the right platform for your new entity.
Yeah.
And then finish the hard part, which is now let's go do the hard work, which is merge those entities together.
Yeah.
And we project manage that whole entire life
okay.
cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, oh my gosh, this is a hard question to ask, because is there ever like, when two credit unions get together and you guys go, you know, maybe this isn't going to work.
Yeah,
because I know there's a lot of mergers that
yeah.
you read about it in the
yeah.
trades, and then all of a sudden it gets called off down the line.
I think it's just a matter of knowing.
What's
yeah.
good, what's bad. What do you guys look for? That, hey, you know, this is going to really work out, or maybe you should rethink this.
It is so much about culture. I mean, even as we look at what's happening in the industry with PSU and co-op, there's a lot of conversation here
oh, yeah.
around the combination of those two organizations and
mm-hmm.
what does that look like. And
mm-hmm.
I will tell you, I'm sure Chuck would agree, culture is first and foremost what they're
yep.
what they're focused on, and then, you know, obviously serving the client base. But the same thing with with NAFCU and CUNA coming together, mm-hmm. it's got to start with the culture. So we're that's just consistent with the clients that mm-hmm. we're talking to. If you know enough up front, it's easier to make those connections.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of just having the right conversations. It's so funny because even last year when we were in Hawaii talking about having conversations and casual conversations, yeah. We had so many CEOs come up to us to talk about kind of telecommunications and communication as a strategy and how are we doing anything in that space. And a year ago, we weren't really.
Yeah.
And now, because we're so involved with the system, system compare, system conversions, and this merger strategy, now we're doing this integrated communication strategy.
Okay. Wow.
So it's like we come up with new opportunities to help clients because we're having conversations here.
Well, that's why you guys are successful, because you're listening to...
That's it.
You're listening
the needs.
To the, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a pain, there's a void, yeah. I need your help in some area, we'll go find the right talent,
yeah.
we'll go build a brand new line of business based on whatever the market is telling yeah. us. We need it, we need
yeah.
your help.
Yeah.
And it's worked out well.
Yeah.
It's such a good place to be, because, I mean, it does, it really feels like we're just there to help whatever the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
to know there's a problem sometimes. Sometimes that's the hard challenge.
Yeah. Putting on your lens, I listen to a lot of your broadcasts, conversational AI, the telecommunication side, what you're doing on Chatbox, and video terminals and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So there is such a fintech explosion mm-hmm. occurring
no
in our market.
No doubt.
And I know you're talking to a lot of those folks
mm-hmm.
and our credit unions need help. Help
mm-hmm.
us put this all together so we're not looking at one little siloed vendor or one little siloed fintech. How does it fit into my entire member experience? What's my member journey like?
Yeah.
So whatever channel that member may be coming to my organization with, help me piece this together so
mm-hmm.
I have one consistent way I'm handling every ounce of my member
yeah.
communications.
Yeah, and I think any help that a credit union can get, you know, from organizations like you
yeah.
or in-house or other
yeah.
experts out there is such a feather in their cap because it's
yeah.
changing so
yeah.
rapidly
yeah.
right now. So, yeah.
And there's so much noise, right? It's
mm-hmm.
kind of how do you know what's
yeah,
really
what
going to stick around
yeah.
and
yeah.
Where do I need to put my priority? Because you can't do everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to make very important strategic decisions in the onset. So,
mm-hmm. No doubt,
yeah.
no doubt.
Yeah, we do about 350 projects collectively a year. And so I think what our credit unions like is they're not recreating the wheel.
Right.
Help us, you've seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So give us the advice.
Yeah.
We may not be smarter than you are, we're not better than you are, but
mm-hmm.
we see
mm-hmm.
it, right? And so once you've seen it and you've lived through it, we can give you great advice. Here's what we saw worked well, here's what didn't work well. And this whole integrated communications channel is up and coming. It is impacting every single credit union. What is my member's experience
yeah.
through digital, through audio, through my contact center?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've spun up an entire contact center optimization team. Let's help you. As your members are
oh,
calling in, how is the best type of way
yeah.
to integrate with your members?
Yeah.
What are the right channels? What's the right follow-throughs? Just key pieces of the business we're thinking about.
The top two letters in the alphabet right now, how is AI
going
to affect
you
all
you were
that,
exactly
yeah?
where I was going
mm-hmm.
next. I think that's, for us, we've already embraced that we have to deploy an AI strategy internally to make ourselves more efficient and for the benefit of our clients. So we're using AI around contract best practices. We have to, as an industry, embrace it, and
mm-hmm.
you can't be afraid of it. It's just about creating a use case and then deploying an AI strategy against that use case and just
yeah.
run.
Yeah.
So I feel like if our clients don't do that, it's going to be too overwhelming for them to think about ways to use AI. But it's here.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even coming. It's here.
Exactly. And if you're getting too far behind,
right.
it's going to be that much harder to catch up.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, scale. How do you
exactly.
scale? How do you become more efficient? How do you optimize?
Mm-hmm.
AI is going to be the way we all do that,
yeah.
right? And
no
credit unions, we're trying to see them enable it and use it better and better. Every other broadcast you seem to be doing has some type of AI conversation.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's constant.
And we weren't even talking about it a year ago.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
And now it's in almost every conversation for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, guys. Anything else to add to wrap up here? You guys are going to be busy again this year.
We are.
Well deserved.
That's the plan.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll see you everywhere, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Likewise. Likewise. We'll see you on the road.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, Jen, Andres, thank you so much
thank
for hanging
you.
Out
Thanks,
with
Mike.
Us. For, congrats on the success again.
Thank
and
you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Well,
Thanks.
Well
appreciate
done.
It.
All right.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.